thank God for every night that we've been here that God's just took and blessed and used. As we took Monday night and we started the revival out, I asked everybody who needed revival. Man, there was hands went up all over the house. And who wants revival? And I praise God there's a difference in what every one of us needs. But the really neat thing about my God is He's able to supply whatever we need. Monday night was preached when hope's deferred. It maketh the heart sick. And that's what a lot of people remember about hope being deferred. But the second part of that message was, but when desire cometh.
Bless the Lord.
Our desire makes a difference. What are we desiring, guys? Then Brother Randy preached Tuesday night on being in the vine. Folks, without you abiding the vine, you'll die. I was cutting some trees down at the property there I have, and I had cut off down a poplar tree, and that winter, that fall anyway, and come spring, I had a big old poplar limb that laid down there by the creek, and that sucker started blooming. And I looked at that thing, because I was down there just picking up brush and stuff, and I was like, that crazy thing don't even know it's cut off from the tree. Guys, if you're not careful, you'll try to sprout and not even be hooked to the tree. It won't work. You can't live a good life without God. It's impossible for a man to redeem himself from his fallen state. It takes Jesus.
Bless them all.
And then Wednesday night we preached on word. Moses was putting the law into the Ark of the Covenant and talking about, you know, if you've been rebellious in me here, more or less, what are you going to be when I'm gone? How it is that the bride ought to be acting, guys. Jesus is coming to get us. And last night, Brother Randy preached a wonderful message about it. Too many times we worried about what somebody else is doing. We need to be worried about keeping ourselves clean with God and being obedient to Him. And quit worrying about what everybody else is doing. Not to the point you're not concerned about your brothers and your sisters and the laws. But man, He's the measuring stick.
That's right, brother.
Praise the Lord.
If you want to read along with us tonight, we'll be reading out of John chapter 19.
Bless them all.
It's all good. So I'm having trouble with this right here. So
bless them all.
Let me just back up to the first verse in chapter 19. It is kind of where I wanted to preach that on further down, but man, you just kind of, you got to rightly divide it. You got to get the whole thing, all right? So I'll be as brief with this reading as I can. Brother Randy said, I'd never heard you preach an hour. I'd never preached an hour the other night, and I didn't realize it. I'll try not to keep you that long this evening, but hey, we'll try to be obedient to the Lord. But chapter 19 of John says, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands, and Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, They cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith to Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate saith unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?" And Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." And when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth, sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover at about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?"
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Jesus.
Yeah.
The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar."
Bless him, Lord.
So our world we're living in, ain't it? We don't want Jesus as our king, but make we love this world.
Amen.
"Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called a place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and the other two with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read, many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, "Write not the King of Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews." And Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Now I'm going to stop my reading right there for a moment of time, and if we had a thought to give this evening, it would be, he wanted the world to know.
Amen.
A friend, I sit there and I thought about how that scripture was put upon the cross, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. And friend, in the day and time in which lived in, that was what it was. And everybody that passed by that way, I could look up there and they could see folks, and they would read of that inscription over this on the cross there. And man, as they begin to do that, I thought about how that they had such a problem with that. Friend, here they went to Pilate trying to complain about it. What have you? He said, "Look, what I have written, I have written."
Amen.
Right? Many times we pay and folks, and we want to go by what man says and not what God says. Folks, God's the one that has the final authority over each and every one of us. And I thought about how that folks, if they was out there, the Jews were, and they wanted to make a big deal out of this, that everything happened according to God's plan. Folks, they didn't kill him. It was God's plan to do so. And I thought about so many times how this world tries to make a big deal out of the things that's going on. I thought about how that it was that Elisha took him, and just Elijah had taken. And folks, just remember the story. I've not got nothing new to bring nobody. Friends, people tries to take and make a big deal out of something. They try to take and bring fear, and they want everybody on their side. People today, they think that if they can get somebody on their side and agree with them, well, if we've got this many, it's got to be right. I'm a friend, if it goes against the Word of God, it's not in it. It will not work. And they took, you know how they had their contest about how Elijah took and pulled together all the prophets down there. And I preached on this a couple weeks ago about how that friend, don't you know that he had to feel like he was all alone. Friends, there was people there. There was a lot of spectators. There was people along for the ride. But friend, let me tell you something. When the rubber hits the road, you'll find out who it is that's on the Lord's side. You'll find out who it is that's sincere, that's real. Friend, I thought about how that they had their little contest, if you will. And I'm just going to be as brief with this as I can, because the majority of us knows these stories in the Bible. But it's not just stories, it's real events. God has taken and made an example about these things in this world, and we need to take notice of it.
They
took and got down there, and man, they had got their altar set up. They took and they had bounced around there. They took themselves. They had screamed, but Elijah took and mocked it.
Bless the Lord.
See, it was not just the 450 prophets of Baal, but there was the 400 prophets of the grove. And all of the people that they had following them along the way.
Come on.
Friend, I'm here to tell you, you better be careful about the following. If you're going to follow anybody, you better follow Jesus.
That's right.
And I sit there and thought about how they, even all the way up to the evening sacrifice, they had done their shenanigans. They had went through their stuff. Man, they had went through the form. But still, there was no answer.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Guys, I'm here to tell you that we as God's people have a God that is able to hear, is able to answer. His ear's not dull of hearing, nor is his arm too short. He can reach down and help us. I thought about how meticulous that Elijah was, and they took him and they began to rebuild the altar. They got everything in place. The things of God will be done decent and in order. It'll be right. It'll prove itself out. The Lord said, try me. And see if I will pour you out blessings. And I sit there and I thought about how that folks, as they took and they set that in order, and they all wrote the sacrifice, and they dug the trench, and they took and they poured the water on there. And they put them 12 barrels of water down there. And friend, let me tell you something. As Elijah began to lift up his eyes toward heaven, and he began to pray. Hey friend, don't you know that the world needs to know that there's a God that shall answer? And we said it, we say we want to see our loved ones saved. Well, they need to see a God that's able in your life. This world needs to know.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
We're so busy out trying to win the ones out there.
Bless them.
That we pass up the very ones in our own home.
Bless them, Lord.
That's true.
Bless the Lord.
That hits, don't it?
Bless the Lord.
Guys, I'm telling you what, if there ever was a time that we need to be about the Father's business, we need to let the world know. Hey, friends, as he began to pray and he began to call out unto God, friends, I'm here to tell you that there was fire came down from heaven and it licked up the cash, it licked up the water. It was God and God. And friends, and they received it. Encouragement from that, and they slew those prophets of Baal and of the grove, and I mean they pursued after them until that was destroyed.
Right, brother.
It didn't stop because, man, I'm here to tell you, this world we've been in iniquity as we conceived in our mother's womb. There's just something on the inside of us. God didn't put it there. But everybody in the world knows. Friends, I'm here to tell you that this flesh is desperately wicked. Yeah. Paul even said, who shall deliver me from these bonds?
Amen.
Every one of us has things that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And friends, God is still trying to show His glory and His power through and by His Son. And I sit there and I thought about how that He has got to have a remnant, a group of people that He can say, look, that's my people. And they trust me. And hallelujah, they're going to be alive.
Amen.
And I sit there and I thought about how that there was a king one time and he had some boys there. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
Everybody loves this story right here because this is cool. We get to enjoy this. Let me tell you something. There was a big deal being made.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, they were.
And the old king wanted the world to know.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Preaching, brother.
Come on. Bless up Jesus.
Man, I'm telling you what.
Bless you more.
He wanted the world to fall in behind His direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord.
Guys, we need to be following the leadership of God.
Amen.
And here on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was. The old king had his image up there, and he said, when you hear the music, you bow down and worship.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Right, brother.
They played their music out through there, and everybody hit the ground. Old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't do it.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't you think, man, I'm telling you. Don't you think it's time that this world knew that there was still some people that had power with God?
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I sit there and I begin to think about how that as he took and he got up there, he had old Shadrach, Meshach up there and a minute ago and he was, is this true?
Bless the Lord.
It's true.
Bless the Lord.
Preach it, brother.
Man, he said, look, I'm going to give you another opportunity. And he said, boy, he said, I'm really going to put it on right here. I'm going to make me a big show because I want the world to know
who's in
control. And I'm here to tell you that as they took and that music began to play, hallelujah, and friends they took, they said, oh, King, we're not careful how to answer thee. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to serve your end. We serve God. And friends, I'm telling you, let the world know that you serve God.
Amen.
I'm just not talking about on Sunday.
Right.
I'm talking about the real deal.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
I mean, serve God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Here, old Daniel. Well, I want to bring up Daniel here in a minute. Old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had taken. And they had been put to the test of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here they were, and man, I mean, the king got mad.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
You ever seen a time to where people is so easily offended?
Come on.
I mean, people.
Bless the Jesus.
Now, I'm going to say this in love, and I don't want you to be offended at what I'm saying. But many of us has been saved long enough that we need to be more mature than what we are.
Amen.
Yeah, sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Get off the milk.
We are living in an immature time.
Bless the Lord.
And I sit there and I thought about how that when the old king got mad and he was going to show everybody who was boss and man, he had that stove cranked up, the furnace there, and it was just hot, it's 7 times hotter than anything ever been. He had them big old soldiers.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Bring it on, brother.
Come on, bless up Jesus.
Bill, they wasn't your size people.
I believe he had people that he could make a show with.
Bless the Lord.
I wasn't meaning that mean to you, Bill. Hope you didn't get offended.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. These some big old boys coming down there, and man, I believe they was rough. You think you smart? Watch this, brother. Man, they got up there closer to the flame.
Thank you, brother.
Bless the Lord.
And they began to, and that heat was so great as it went out there and it licked up and it killed them boys and they fell dead.
Yeah.
Here old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Bless the Lord.
They was all bound.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just in my mind, I could just see them. Whenever we was kids, man, we was mean. We'd tie each other up, do stuff, trying to get out, you know. And I could just imagine as they went to that fire, they was bound.
Yep.
Bless the Lord.
And then something began to take place.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Bless the Jesus.
And they began to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Bless the Lord. Come on.
Amen. This God. See, sometimes, and I've used this preaching many times, sometimes we're too close to the circumstance that we can't see the victory because we're too close to the problem.
I'm a friend,
I'm here to tell you, it might have been just the meanest thing. Because them boys in there, in the protection of God, they might have been, hey, look, it's not burning us, boys. Hey, this stuff's come off of us. And they were there. And the Bible said that the old king took and he looked.
Yeah.
Bless
the
Lord. Amen.
Come on.
Bless up Jesus.
Come on.
Amen.
Hey, look.
Bless the Lord.
Said, did we not throw three in there?
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Bless up
Jesus. He said, there's four in there.
Yeah.
Amen.
One. To the Son of God. Matthew hadn't came around yet.
Bless the Lord.
Could you imagine him calling them out there?
Bless the Jesus.
They don't even smell like smoke.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Prince.
Come on. Praise
we
him.
Live in a day and time to where we are allowing our garments to be spotted by the things of this world. We use excuses that I can't live like that. I can't be like that. Why not?
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I know none of us is perfect. I'm not up here telling you I am.
Right.
But friends, we got to get past some of this junk.
Yeah.
And we got to start pressing forward and serving God like He wants us to serve Him. Because the Word teaches us. Hey, let me ask this question right here. How many of you would like to have power with God?
Amen.
Like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yarn's broke. How do you think they got power like that?
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Guys, it takes spending time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Quality time.
Amen.
It takes, getting in the Word of God. You say, well, preacher, now you're sitting here telling me a big fib because they didn't have that King James Version. What did they have?
Bless the Lord.
Well, I'll do. You want better? Shame on us.
Yeah.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
We are living in probably the most prosperous times that has ever been.
Amen.
We got a church house on every corner.
Right.
Everybody's probably got a couple of Bibles in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you, it goes across the TV.
Yeah.
It goes across the radio. There's all the time the Word of God's going out.
Amen.
I just don't have power. I don't guess God's got it for me.
He's got it for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I sit there and I just be patient with me, guys.
Bless them.
You just know the story. Man, how that the king made the decree.
Bless them. Yeah.
He said, look.
Yeah.
There's no God that can deliver like the God of Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amen.
The world found out through Elijah. Yeah.
Come on.
The world found out through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
Daniel was a man that they took. See, pride is always what gets a person.
Yeah.
The Bible teaches us, hey, man, before pride, well, I've been lost right there.
That's
the
Lord.
Pride going, thank you, my brother.
Bless the Lord.
I kept getting the pride, and I was like, where's it going? And I said, but it goes before the fall.
Bless the Lord.
When a man thinks he stands, great is the fall of that man.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
King took, he said, nobody's able to make a petition unto any other God without coming to see me first.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to give you the go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bless of Jesus.
It didn't take money. It didn't take permissions from nobody.
Come on, bless the Lord.
But the Lord told us that we could come boldly to the throne of
grace. Yeah, amen.
And I sit there and I begin to think about how that while they were down there, friends, and man, here he was, Daniel, he was an honest man before God.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
You know what this world lacks this day and time?
Come on, bless of Jesus. Bless of Jesus.
Here I am doing something that I fuss about. Telling everybody what the world needs.
Bless the Lord.
We lack integrity.
Bless the Lord.
Do you know what integrity is?
Come on, bless of Jesus.
What is integrity, Michael?
Integrity is doing what's right when there's nobody watching.
We don't have integrity no more.
Bless of Jesus.
Man, just because somebody sees us, man, we'll walk straight. But when there ain't nobody around,
bless you.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you do?
Come on, bless the Lord.
Daniel had integrity.
That's right, brother. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That water came about, man. He went to his room.
Yeah.
Opened them windows up toward Jerusalem.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Bless him, man.
And that was all per a prayer that Solomon prayed.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, he took and he got down there and he began to pray.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
They was watching. Mm-hmm. They was watching to see what he was going to do.
Right. Bless the Lord.
Yep. He didn't fall apart. He didn't whine and cry about his situation.
Yep.
He didn't say, whoa, it's me and they're out to get me. None of that junk.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
We had something real.
That's right.
He had something genuine.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
What do we have tonight, guys?
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Man, they were watching to see what he was going to do. When he went and prayed, man, they went and told the king. Man, when the king heard about it, man, he was sorrowful in his heart because then he realized what he had done. The Bible said that they took and he brought him down through there. And now they've always got the naysayers out there that was in there saying, now, old king, did you not sign this law according to the things you heard?
Yeah.
And then none of this can be changed.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
That's right.
He was sorrowful.
Mm-hmm.
And he commanded old Daniel to be cast into the den of lions.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
But I like how the story reads.
Mm-hmm.
Bless of Jesus.
There goes that imagination of mine, Jerry.
Yeah.
I believe the old king, the sleep went from him.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, he paced in his long robe all night long thinking about what he had done.
He probably got mad how the people had took and deceived him. And he sits there and he thought, boy, I messed up. Man, if I get a chance, I'm going to make this right. How many times have you tried to go to the bargaining table with God, trying to say, God, if you'll do this, if you'll do that, I'll make her right. Hey, my friend, I'm here to tell you, it wasn't because that king was prayer. It was because the righteousness of David.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I sit there and thought about how that friend that they had taken it. Man, come morning light. Here run the old king down there, and he said, Daniel, is the God whom thou servest able to deliver thee? Hey, friend, I'm here to tell you, oh, don't you know that they was joy? I begin to get his heart up when he took and heard old Daniel speak and say, oh, king, live forever. By the power of God, whom thou servest, cast in an angel, and he has shut the mouth of the lion. I've heard preachers preach, he probably fluffed that up, went over and laid down. I don't believe that.
Bless of Jesus.
You don't mingle with the things of this world.
Come on. Bless of Jesus.
Hey!
Yeah.
God called us out to be a separate people.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
I believe you went and hugged that old lion up by the mane and said, gee, gee, gee. How will you do that?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I believe God was in the arrangements.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
And he took and brought him out there.
Yeah.
See, friends, the things we don't understand.
Bless the Lord.
Is what you do, it affects more than you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
After Daniel was brought up out of that den of lions,
bless the Lord,
the king commanded them boys to be brought down there.
Yeah.
Amen. Not only them, but their wives.
Yeah.
Their children.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Everything that they had was taken and cast down.
Bless the Lord.
And Scripture teaches us that those lions had mastery.
Bless the Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, brother.
There's people gets hurt by your decisions.
Bless the Lord.
Brother.
Come on.
There's other people has to suffer.
Bless the Lord.
Could you imagine their little boys or little girls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, brother. It's your heart, brother.
Bless the Lord.
Do we not understand the gravity and importance of our decision, how we serve God? There's people dying and going to hell.
Bless the Lord,
brother.
Amen.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Preacher, you got a big family.
Yeah.
They're depending on you to walk straight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right. You got that little boy coming up behind here.
Bless him, Jesus. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It makes a difference.
Amen.
And they need to know this. They need to see you praying. They need to see you read the Word of God. They need to see the Church of God on fire, trusting a God that's able. We get too discouraged by so little of a thing, and man, I mean, it's like our world is ended.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Man. And you know what else? I don't think Daniel backed up and said, ha!
Mm-hmm. No, that's
sir.
Carry on.
I believe it troubled his heart.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he loved God.
Amen.
And when you love God, you love people.
That's right.
Not just God's people, but everybody.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I begin to think about all of these things, about how that, friend, that we have got a great day coming.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, preach it, brother.
Amen.
And I read to you this scripture about how that they hung our Lord and Savior upon an old cruel cross on a hill called Golgotha in between two thieves, just like the scripture had said it would be.
Bless the Lord.
And they took, and while he was there, the Bible says this right here. It says, now there stood by the cross Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And then saith he to his the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Man, I'm here to tell you, at that time, here he was hung between the heavens and the earth. And friend, he was making a sacrifice for you and I. And it said that the Jews therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was on a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers,
bless the Lord, bless him, Jesus.
There's always going to be somebody there to make one last poke at you.
Bless him.
That is right, brother.
It's all right. You live righteous. You do righteous. You do what God would have for you to do. And he said, but one of the soldiers spear pierced his side. And forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith truth, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look upon him who they pierced. Now folks, I'm here to tell you that for 6 hours my Lord and Savior, he hung upon a cross. Now it wasn't as fancy as that. It didn't have pretty purple lights or green that you don't like or nothing like that right there. But it had something over it that appealed to mankind. It had a red stain. To the sin of this world. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him, I should not perish but have everlasting life. Hey friend, I'm here to tell you that there was a man that loved Jesus so much that he kind of hid back in the dirt in the way. But on that day he found courage that he went to Pilate and he said, can I have the body of Jesus? I've got a tomb over here and I want to put him in. Hey friend, I'm here to tell you that they took him down, and man, he took the body of Jesus and he prepared it for burial.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
You know how we all gather up at the funeral homes and We ain't got time to visit or talk or do nothing any other time, but man, we'll get to the funeral home and we'll sit there and we'll talk around about some of the things or memories and stuff we remember about people, man, and we'll just have us a good time and what have you, if you will. But so, folks, I sit there and I thought about how that this Joseph, man, he had him a relationship that was sincere just between him and the Lord. He took and he looked at him and he probably took him a cloth and he dipped it in water and probably, I'm just figuring how they prepare people for burial. And he probably looked at Jesus and man, all where the thorns had been in him and how they took and whipped him and done everything that they had done to him. Hey friend, the Bible teaches us that he was beyond recognition for your sins. Hallelujah. And for my sins. Hey, he done it for the sake of the world.
Amen. Good preaching. Amen.
And he took, I believe he took great care of Randy.
Bless the Lord.
He did too, brother.
And he probably washed off his face and went around through there. And he probably remembered every word that he said, and every example that was put forth. And man, as he began to take and wrap him up in that sheet and do as it was custom. Hey friend, I'm here to tell you how that they took him down there to that tomb. And folks, and when they placed him in there, the Bible said that these people came before God and said, hey, did not the deceiver say that in 3 days he was going to rise? Hey friend, I'm here to tell you, we sit around too much. We sit at the house. We sit at the job. We sit at church. We're lazy.
Yeah.
Come on, bless the Lord.
And I sit there and I thought about how that Jesus, even in death, was busy.
Bless the Lord.
Scripture teaches us that he went to the heart of the earth and preached to those souls that was in prison.
That's right.
Now, I believe,
bless the Lord.
If I'm wrong, correct me, guys. I mean, I'm a man. I'm not above being wrong.
Bless you.
But he didn't go preach to everybody.
No.
No, sir.
He went and preached to the Abrahams.
Come on,
the Isaacs and the Jacobs.
Come on, brother.
Those that died in faith looking for the promise.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on,
man.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Preach it, brother. Yeah.
Man, and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave for Satan.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
And on that third day, man, I'm here to tell you that Mary was going down through there. And she was so sorrowful, but friends, I'm here to tell you, when she got down to that tomb, she saw the stone roll away. Amen. There was an angel sitting there, but he spoke, supposing that it was the garden, said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you that this world has had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get things right.
Amen.
And we still ignore what is written.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
That's right, brother.
I sit there and I thought about how guys, they coerced them boys that took and was watching that to say that. And anybody with a brain in their head at all at that time would have known what happened to people that done that. If you fell asleep at the post, you're a dead man. If you failed to do your job, you knew what was coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we doing our job?
Come on, brother.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Say, preacher, what does all of that have to do with?
Amen.
He wanted the world to know.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you seen that cup Jerry's got?
That's long.
He was showing me the pictures of it the other day, and I was sitting there and I thought about as I watched him. He was excited about what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand why he had it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about how that sometimes, Jerry, when we look into the cup, of God. What do we see? Now I read in the Bible where there's going to be a cup of wrath and indignation. But you know what, Jerry? I read about in the book there where they took it. Man, they went down there for the Last Supper and he said, I'm not going to drink the vine until I'm with you in my kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, when you look into the cup of God, what do you see? Do you see the righteousness of God, or do you see judgment coming upon our sinful lives?
Amen.
This world needs to know, and they need to see us serving God like we know what we're talking about. Not falling apart at the drop of a hat.
That's right.
Bless them, Jesus.
He sung a song about having your foot on the rock. His mind made up.
Amen.
Yeah. Sounds good in church. You can beat the strings off and get darn saved in.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
At the end of the day, is it just words?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, brother. Come on. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, pretty good,
brother. Amen.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands.
Amen.
There's an action that comes along with this.
Amen.
I'm not preaching works, but I believe in works.
Amen.
You're not going to work to be saved, but you'll work and do things because you are.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Did you take care of a family?
Yes.
What did that require? Getting up, cooking, cleaning?
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You said you pastor.
Yeah.
What does it require? Sometimes cooking, cleaning, going and visiting. Crying, maybe staying up till midnight with somebody. May stay up all night at the death of a loved one.
Amen, brother. Amen.
See, guys. God has set something in motion that's coming to an end. And I sit there and I thought about how that Mary had took it. She ran back, man. She was telling about everything she had seen, and they didn't really believe her. So they run down there and had to see for themselves.
Amen.
Oh, God's people not have a testimony about us that people would want to come and see for themselves.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you what, Jesus showed himself to the disciples and everything and friends. I'm just paraphrasing, just finishing up right here. But they took and here they was and they saw Jesus leave.
Amen.
And they were sorrowful and their hearts were sad. And
bless them, Lord.
I'd say there was all kinds of mixed emotions about everything that was going on. And here an angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, hey, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing for this same Jesus in which you should go? He's coming again in like manner. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
And you know who he's coming back after?
Come on, bless up Jesus.
The Redeemer.
Amen.
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 The Redeemer. The Bible says, let the redeemed of God say so.
Amen.
We're living in a time to where everybody's going to heaven. Sorry's practical outfit can be in the world, and you get them in there at the funeral home, and that preacher sometimes will preach them right off in the glory.
Bless Jesus.
We know what's required. Randy preached last night a wonderful message about how we need to take and quit worrying about what the other fellows are doing.
Amen. That's true, brother.
Friends,
bless the Lord.
I said, and I begin to think about how that, folks, Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
And when he comes back, he's coming back like a thief in the night.
Amen.
And I sit there and I thought about how that, you know, guys, we have got to be ready. We've got to be watching.
Bless the Lord.
We've got to be praying.
Amen.
We need to let this world know.
Amen.
Jonah came out of the whale's mouth ran through that city telling them folks that the war was going to destroy them.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Preach it, bro.
Yep.
Come on, bless you. People got in sackcloth and they got in ashes and they began to repent.
Bless them, Lord.
And God changed his heart.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless them, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good preaching, brother.
Now, Jerry.
Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Jesus.
Just because you preach a message and nobody listens, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a good brother that encouraged me with this one time because I preached my heart out one day and he must have seen my countenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to be a showy face person, you know, about how things affect me. I just think we need to have things in control.
Bless
him, Lord.
Don't always do well with it, but for the most part. And he come out through there and he said, "Preacher, don't worry about it if they don't listen to you." He said, "Jesus can't preach and they didn't listen to him."
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
But that's no excuse, guys.
Right.
Amen.
Why would a person die and go to hell when they don't have to?
Right.
Right.
Amen.
You say, "Well, they was never raised. They was never taught."
Yeah.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I believe in a righteous God that gives every man, woman, boy, girl an opportunity to receive what He has done. I know there's a lot of things that goes on and what have you like that right there. There's people that fails. We all have sinned. We've all muddied the water, if you will.
Amen.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, friend. I'm not going to have to stand in judgment for you. Nor are you going to stand in judgment for me.
Right.
And I sit there and I thought about this world needs to know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose. There's a place where people who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior is going to lift their eyes up in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Good people.
Yeah,
right, brother.
People used to have morals. People used to have standards. You didn't have to be a church folk, to be honest.
That's right.
Bless them.
Come on.
Good people.
Yep.
Bless them, Jesus.
If they ever would give their life over to Jesus, they're going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
This world needs to know this one thing.
Bless him, Jesus.
One thing.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Preach it, bro.
Amen.
God loves you.
Amen.
He wants the world to know.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Amen. Sure he does, brother.
I'm not.
Bless him, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless your heart, brother.
Bless you.
What would it be with you tonight?
Bless him, Lord.
Bless your heart.
Randy mentioned that there was a night he didn't get to go to church and said his neighbors called and checked on somebody's car.
Yeah.
This world knows you.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed
Jesus. It knows you.
Yeah.
It knows you.
Blessed Jesus.
Does it not bother us?
Blessed Jesus.
To know that Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we are not ready.
Come on, brother.
Come on, bless the Lord.
That might offend you tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
And I promise I mean it with no offensive tone whatsoever.
Bless your heart.
Bless him, Jesus.
I'm telling you that it's time and high time we redeem the time.
Bless him, Lord.
Because Jesus is coming.
Amen.
He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming.
Amen.
And only the pure in heart shall see God.
Amen.
I say that so much.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah. Amen.
You take your ring, you wear one, you open that thing up, you look around on the back of it, it'll have her stamp on it. Mm-hmm. 10 carat, 14 carat.
Yep.
It'll state its purity.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a marker on that thing.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
That's the Lord.
When Jesus picks you up one day.
Bless the Lord.
And looks for the marker.
Amen.
Amen.
He looks for the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on.
You had better have the blood of Christ. Because, friend, if you've not had the blood of Christ, in hell, you'll lift your eyes.
Amen. Amen.
Preaching, brother.
Bless. Why would a body not want to go to heaven?
Bless
him, Jesus.
Yeah.
What is it that would keep you from
heaven? Amen.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Bless
him, Jesus.
Bless Jesus.
Bless your heart.
You know what? In heaven, ain't gonna be no need for this.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
In heaven,
bless the Lord.
There's never going to be one of these that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord.
We sit and we get all troubled about the things that we face some new friends.
Uh-huh.
You take your one trip down through, is he fixing to cry on you?
Bless the Lord.
You take your stroll down through into the children's hospital.
Bless the Lord.
And friends, you look at the mothers of the day that's had the turmoil, and we say that we have taken, and we have compassion, and we have love.
Yeah.
Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you, we need to get back to the basics, and we need to take and understand that God loved us enough.
Amen.
You're preaching, Mike. Good preacher.
God loved us enough.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You ever been in a place that once you got there, you realized this is not where I want to be?
Right.
Bless the Lord.
Spots in your eye?
Yeah.
Amen.
Preaching, bro.
Bless the Lord.
Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What do you say?
Yep.
Amen. Where do you want to spend eternity?
Amen.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
Amen.
Won't be no need for these.
Yep. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
A lot of things there won't be no need for.
Right, brother.
Bless the Lord.
Nope.
That's true. Amen. Yeah.
The Lord's gonna wipe away all tears from our eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, brothers.
Amen.
No more heartache.
Amen.
No more sorrow.
Yep.
Bless you.
No more worry.
Come on, brother.
No more fear.
Yep. Bless you.
Bless you.
Preacher, that sounds like the place I want to be. You can't be
saved. Amen.
Oh God.
Bless him,
Jesus. God help me, please save me.
Preacher, I'm trying. I can't do it.
I touched their heart.
Bless him, Lord.
If that is all right, you can go.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask Jesus. Come to him and say, Lord.
Bless God tonight, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Have your way.
I don't want to. Hey, guys, I've been raised in church most of my life. But I didn't know everything I needed to know about being saved.
Bless the Lord.
But that night, there was something different.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
That night, there was a knock.
Bless him.
That night, Jesus made a ring for me.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Preach it.
That if I pass that opportunity.
Bless the Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
That was it. That was my last chance.
Yeah.
Preach it, brother.
Yeah, bless one.
Oh, do not let this opportunity pass you by.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Say, well, preacher, that's for some lost person. Let me tell you something, guys. There's been times since I've been saved, I've had to pile myself under this altar and say, God, forgive me.
Yeah.
I knew better.
Amen.
Yeah.
I knew better.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Yep.
Pile it on a little piece of paper. That the world could know.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus pinned us a little book down.
Yeah.
And gave us His Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
So we could tell the world.
Yeah.
So that the world would know.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now it's your choice.
Come on.
Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Sing if you feel like you got to sing. Pray if you got to pray.
Bless the Lord.